Hi everyone, this is Ava from AvaWaits.com. Huge welcomes to all of you. I know that some of you are joining us literally from across the world right now for this interview. And we are going to be talking about turning conversations into clients so you can finally feel good selling when you enroll from the soul. And my guest today is Natasha Ulrich, who I will bring on in just a couple minutes. And I first, of course, want to say thank you again. I also highly encourage you to take some notes with today's call because we are going to be going into lots and lots and lots of detail, and I really want you to be able to collect as much as you can from this and learn as much as you can. So before I get into introductions, though, I want to say hi to those of you who I do know. Hello also to those of you who I'm meeting for the first time. And I want to talk about sales conversations for a minute because I have repeatedly seen sales conversations, you know, those money conversations, that opportunity that you have to speak to a potential client. I've consistently seen that be the spot where entrepreneurs tend to get scared and stuck and nervous and sweaty and awkward and all of those things that come up. And this used to happen for me too. I started my business in 2009, and I remember going into sales conversations with a lot of exhilaration and some excitement, but also a lot of nervousness. And I was always worried, what if someone said no? What if someone said yes? Then I would have to ask them for money. And it was always kind of this sticking point. So I'm really glad that you're all here to listen to this because it's my intention to have sales conversations become a moment in time where it is a beautiful connection with another person, and it is about looking at the best next step for them. That is really what a sales conversation is. So I'm really excited to have Natasha on here to be going deeper into that today when we talk about turning conversations into clients. I wanted to take a minute to introduce myself as well. Some of you know me and then some are new to my work. So my name is Ava Waits. I'm at AvaWaits.com, and I have been working with entrepreneurs, with aspiring speakers. It is my intention that the innovative women that I work with, they build service-based businesses that richly fund their lives, and I want you to make money in a way that feels like bliss. I want this to be exciting. I want your business to light you up in the morning, and I'm really thrilled to be bringing Natasha under the phone with us soon. And one of the more personal reasons that I wanted to have an interview around sales conversations is because when I look back at my own entrepreneurial journey, there was a moment in time where my income in my business shifted quite dramatically. So for a little while, I was kind of making enough money to get by. It was kind of fluctuating up and down. But if I looked back at that period of time, on average, I was making about $1,000 to $1,200 a month in my business. And I was living with very low expenses, so I didn't need a ton of money. However, it really wasn't comfortable. I wasn't able to purchase everything that I needed. Sometimes I was cutting corners on the cost of food. I was being a cheapskate in a lot of ways. And there was this month in my business, after a ton of learning, after a ton of struggle, after really deciding to support myself with a lot of mentorship, where I had a transition in my own income from that. I went from about $1,200 one month, and then the next month, I signed on $17,000 worth of new business for my company and have continued to make money consistently since then. So I'm so excited to have Natasha on with us because, when I look back at that period of my life, the big thing that changed that helped me welcome in those thousands of dollars into my business was that I started looking at sales conversations not as something I was doing to someone else, not as something that was a horrible thing I was doing to someone else and pulling, like twisting someone's arm, making someone do something. It was not about that. It was about having a deeper connection with a human being and then giving them the opportunity to invest in themselves through the services that I provided. So this interview today, which is about turning conversations into clients, I want to tell you some of the things that we'll be talking about. So first is, Natasha's going to be talking about the one thing you must do to establish a truly soulful sales environment. She's also going to be talking about how to show up powerfully to receive the money that you deserve, no matter what, as well as your unique selling personality style, which is something that she's created. It's very interesting. We're also going to be chatting about your greatest selling strengths and also the harmful blind spots that hinder your selling success. And then, you know, have you ever been in a sales conversation where your potential client, the person who's sitting with you, they have some concerns and objections? She's going to share with you how to confidently address those concerns or those objections without hesitating on what to say for fear of losing them as a potential client. Natasha is also going to be sharing how to create a smooth process for enrolling clients that is not driven by the dreaded traditional sales script. And I'm sure that many of you have had a look at that traditional sales script where you can't let that person go. And then we're also going to be talking about a conversational-based strategy session model that uses that unique selling personality style of yours and your authentic voice. And it keeps your ideal clients interested to hear more about your offers and makes them very eager to get started. And we're also going to talk about how to stay inspired and feeling good when you feel like you might flatline and just give up, because we probably all had that moment. I know that I even went through a period of my entrepreneurial journey where I was constantly getting no's. It was like no one wanted to work with me. So we want to get you to that place where the people you're with say yes. And they want to work with you. So Natasha, I'll bring her on in just a second, but I wanted to share a little bit more. She is a soulful sales expert and has developed the Convert Conversations to Client Selling System for entrepreneurs who hate to sell but know that it's necessary. And she is going to show you how to stop selling and start having conversations to convert into clients, which often result in immediate exponential sales growth. You'll learn how to get others to buy from you without ever feeling that they've been sold. And so what is her secret? She has identified key components that allow you to create an enrollment conversation where prospects turn into paying clients. And there are win-win solutions without you ever having to push, be pressuring people, or selling. So instead, you feel good selling. The people that you're with, they feel good buying, and you haven't sacrificed your soul. So Natasha has taught us alongside such luminaries as Yanla Van Zandt, Marianne Williamson, Marianne Wright Edelman, just to name a few. And Natasha has a rare gift at working for both sides of the brain, so she guides clients with both spiritual and heart-centered wisdom coupled with very practical business strategy. So her work has been quoted in both business and lifestyle magazines such as Black Enterprise, Upscale, YSB, Home & You, and Urban Enterprise magazine, as well as other media outlets like Black NJ, The Star Ledger, New York Times, and Cable Access. So Natasha is a one-of-a-kind coach, trainer, mentor, and her motto is "The path emerges as you walk it, so simply walk it." So I want to welcome on, this is Natasha Ulrich from enrollfromthesoul.com. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Ava.
Hello. Oh, I'm so thrilled to have you here.
Me too. What a wonderful introduction. I really appreciate all of that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I so appreciate you. I just really want to thank you for being here and being a connection and just being a huge resource for my audience. I was actually in conversations last week with a whole bunch of my students. We were specifically talking about sales conversations, and it was just so perfectly timed that now you get to come on here and be an additional resource. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy to. I'm happy to. And everyone, it is my honor, my privilege to be in your company today and to be a guest of Ava's. And what I want to say already is that, you know, for the short time that we have together, all the things that Ava mentioned, I'm going to do my very best to give to you so that you can walk away with some practical tips and nuggets and tools that you can implement right away. I like to have my work be a demonstration in action so that you can use it and get the evidence and the proof for yourself that it works. So this is not a call about convincing you of anything. It's really for me to impart and be of service to you so that the people that you're meant to work with and the people who really need your gift and your blessing can have it, can benefit from it, and that you can enroll clients in a way that's not sleazy, that doesn't disrupt your value system, and doesn't have you compromise who you are for the sake of money. So it's a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. How beautiful. So before I ask you a little bit more about soulful selling and what that actually means, I'm hoping, will you tell us just a little bit more about yourself and how you got started in this line of work and coaching entrepreneurs?
Sure. I'd love to. Well, let's go back. It's going to go back about 20 years, actually. I've been coaching for over 15 years now. I've had my business since 2002. And
wow.
Prior to that, I had a nonprofit organization for children, youth, and families. I always say that, you know, I'm an advocate. I'm an advocate mm-hmm. about when I see that there's an injustice and or when I see that there's a gap or a need for something and I know that I have a skill to provide to support people in it, then I like to get in where I fit in, you know. And so my career really started with my nonprofit organization. That was a place where I had to mobilize children and families together, my mentors together. I had to share my vision in order to raise money because we were a nonprofit organization. We had to
mm-hmm.
raise money. I had to go out and canvas and recruit, and that was really where I learned sales very early on. And, you know, at that time, I didn't consider it selling. I considered it sharing
mm-hmm.
my vision, sharing the possibility of what could happen when responsible adults that care about our youth and families and our communities come together and how it can really uplift the whole society. And so I shared the vision, and before I knew it, that's where the money came from, where I was able to raise money and have proposals that got accepted. That's where I was able to get a building and a bus service program for our children so they can commute to and from the organization. That's where I was able to bring on 25 team members that were college students to act as volunteer mentors for our organization. It wasn't because I was great at sales. It was simply because I believed in what I was doing and I wanted to make a difference and help people. And I was willing to share it. I was willing to get past my own fears about hearing the word no and simply share what I desired with other people who might be a match. That's where it all started for me.
Amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know, and I say we all kind of are really great at sales in some aspect, because if you had a great meal or you had watched a good movie with your girlfriend or something that you experienced that was really great, you're really quick to tell somebody that you know who's interested in it how much, you know, how you benefited from it. Well, in essence, that really is the core of what sales is. It's not what's taught in society, and I recognize that, but it really is the core of what sales is. My definition is service. Sales is simply service and sharing your vision with someone else who can benefit from it. So if you're writing anything down, that's what I call a writer-downer. Sales is something that you share with someone else that can benefit from what you're sharing with them. And as far as my coaching career, like I mentioned, I started in 2002, between 2002 and 2003. I've always been, and you can probably relate to this, Ava, I've always been one of those individuals that as I'm focused on one thing, if the universe is wanting to move me in a different direction, I might get tapped on the shoulder from someone that might bring that gift to me, you know, and coaching was that for me. I was focused on my nonprofit organization, having a ball with that and growing that. And it was a colleague of mine that asked me if I was interested in coaching or if I even was familiar with it. And back in that day, in 2002 and 2003, coaching wasn't as popular as it is now. People still related coaching to athletes, you know, athletic coaches.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My gym teacher.
Yeah, exactly. But it was really intriguing to me because I thought, wow, through conversation you can actually create transformation and move people into unstoppable places of action. That was just so compelling to me. So I got certified as a life coach initially, and I was able to, within a short period of time, fill my practice with my first set of coaching clients. And the sales piece, it was one of those things that really fell into my lap because I detested sales. I hated anything that was related to asking for money. I would prefer not to do it. But I was really good at sharing. So something that I believed in, and I believed in the work that I was doing. I knew that I can help my clients get what they wanted and move them into inspired action. And so through just conversation, not yet knowing that I was creating a system, but through conversation, that is how the Enroll from the Soul system was created. When I looked at when I was looking at different coaching programs and models and how they told us to sell, I was really turned off by it because it seemed as if when it came to the sales part, I had to be someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to speak more aggressively or swifter, or I all of a sudden had to have a script with certain words that I didn't resonate with. And we've all been there,
yes.
You know, where someone tells you to say something or do something, and for that moment, you forget to lean on your own guidance, your own intuition, and you trust and believe them without even finding out if it even is something that you resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
And so because, you know, I tend to be, like I said, an advocate.
Yes.
When something doesn't feel right to me, I just can't do it. And I'm not the kind of business owner and entrepreneur that will sell for the sake of making money. If it doesn't feel good, if it doesn't feel right, and if I know it's not going to make a difference, I'm not going to talk about it just because it'll make, you know, the holy dollar. So
mm-hmm.
from that is when I created the Enroll from the Soul system. And, you know, I relate to your story. You mentioned a little while ago, you know, starting out in your business really modestly and
mm-hmm.
having an up and down curve and bringing in, you know, less than $2,000 a month. And that was my situation early on when I first started my coaching business. I remember I made just enough to take care of my bills. Nothing more,
exactly.
Nothing less.
like just
enough.
Sometimes.
Okay, we need $1,500? Okay, we'll make $1,500, you know. But that was just enough, you know, and it wasn't good enough. It was just getting me by. It was keeping me in my comfort zone. And when I really looked at what my mission is and what my vision is and my purpose, I knew it was to support other entrepreneurs who really care about what they do and whose work really makes a difference. I knew it was to allow them to be able to be touched by my work so they didn't have to fall into the trap of not making enough money and thinking they had to go get a side job or a part-time job
mm-hmm.
or feeling like they needed to be someone else or act like someone else or sound like someone else in order to get clients. I knew that that wasn't the answer, but for the only way that you could have access to that information if was only based on if I was willing to show up bigger, if I was willing to put myself out there more visibly with this information, with this blessing that I have. And so, you know, just a few short years ago when I really made that decision that it wasn't enough for me to just be able to get by with my own, you know, income, but what was more important was for me to teach other people how they can have their work support their lifestyle, support their dreams and their visions by having sales conversations.
Let my work support my dreams and visions, and for
yeah.
everyone on the phone, it's like, oh my gosh, can we just sink into that for a minute?
Yeah, imagine, you know, wherever you are in your life right now, or in your business, you know, I always say that if we're in conversation, even through this conference call right now, it's not an accident. You know, it's not an accident that
no.
we're meeting. There's a divine reason why we're connected. And I may have something, just one thing even, that if you use it, it can shift your business proof positive and have
mm-hmm.
you heighten your results, you know? Because why are we in business? We're not in business just to make money. We're in business to make a difference.
That is so incredibly true. That,
yeah.
Yeah, that we are here doing good work. And I think sometimes that's even something that will hold back an entrepreneur from having sales conversations is that, oh, I'm here doing good work. I don't want to sell. Like, there's kind of this tainted image of selling. I'm really curious too, because you've talked quite a bit about soulful selling, and it feels like you really have this different view on selling. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I'm happy to. So here's a quick visual that all of you can write down as you're hearing, you know, me share this. You can just draw a short line in the middle of your page, you know, kind of like when you do a pro-con list, you draw just a line, a vertical line in the middle of the page. And on the left side of the page, you can write the word soulful selling, okay? So on the left side, write soulful selling. And on the right side of the page, write the word traditional sales. Traditional sales. So let's talk about distinction. And let's start with traditional sales on the right side. So traditional sales teaches us that it's all about the bottom line. It's all about the money. It's all about the win. The win is when you close a deal. And so we're taught to be fixated on how do you close a deal. And we're taught that you have to have a great script. So write that down. You have to have a great script. You have to be on. Have you heard that before, Ava? You just got to be on.
Yes.
You can't be off. Meaning you just can't be yourself, right? You just can't have a, you know, just be normal. You got
to
be on.
Right. You have to put on this persona, this image of I'm a saleswoman. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and I always say to my clients, if you convince them to buy, you have to convince them to stay.
Oh, my gosh. I have had that happen.
It's
not worth it. In the end, I just say, you know, find the exact right people who are supposed to be with you, working with you, and leave it at that.
And the way you do that is by being yourself, you know? The way you do that is by being, and this is where you can write on the left side of the page, your authentic self. So write down your authentic self or my authentic self. And what is that authentic self? That is what I've coined the term of having a sales personality style. And I believe, and I've created the system where there's four quadrants, there's four types of people, and you fall into one of those four categories. And what that means is that based on who you are and how you naturally show up in the world, you have a certain style of how you would sell. So it would behoove you, it would be a great disadvantage for you to try to sound like me when you're having enrollment conversations or sales conversations. If who I am is more of an assertive, direct personality, but you might be more of a soft-spoken person. So you want to find out what your sales style is and lean into your strengths and use that to support you to enroll clients. So that's one distinction that traditional sales doesn't teach you because it teaches you to be like everybody. Yeah, it teaches you to be like everybody else, where my system teaches you to be yourself, but having you to be able to identify who is that self that you are, like who are you exactly when you're showing up talking about money and talking about your programs and your services and people working with you. So that's one. Another distinction is to just see sales as a conversation. What if instead of it being this dun-dun-dun thing that you do to people, it's just a conversation that you're having, but it's intention-based. You know, the intention is if who I am and what I offer is a need for what you have, then I get to share it with you. And then you get to be intelligent enough to make a decision to see if it's something that is worth your while.
What
if we just
beautiful.
Have a conversation and put everything else to the side, you know? The intention is I am going to share with you my programs. I am going to share with you how much it costs to work with me if I think that I have something that's a fit for you. So the
distinction, that's a great point, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I mean,
like making sure that you have seeing if you have a fit for your potential client, because sometimes we don't, or sometimes we might be in the middle of actually developing something, like doing a project that could be a fit for that client at a future time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you build connection and community with your prospective clients, even if they say no to you the first time, a no now is not a no always. It's not a no forever. You want the perfect people at the perfect time. Yeah, and when people feel like you've served them really well, like, for example, I was just in two states within the past 7 days, and one of the young ladies, I led a conference call similar to this one just a few weeks ago, and she happened to be at that event that I was at just yesterday evening.
Love it.
We had never met before at all, and she introduced me to her husband, and she said, oh, my goodness, you're the same Natasha that was on a conference call a couple weeks ago. I said, yeah. She said, man, I just want to tell you, I was so ready to sign up with you because I really believed what you were talking about, and it made so much sense. And I felt your heart. Keyword, felt my heart. She said, but the timing wasn't right. I was in the middle of launching. She's launching a nonprofit. She said she was in the middle of launching her nonprofit.
Oh,
but she wanted to get on my calendar to do a follow-up call about my programs and how she can work with me as as me being her coach.
Oh, that is so gorgeous. I love just those little encounters. And,
oh, amazing. I've also had clients who were potential clients probably 2 years before they ever decided to actually take that action and start working with me. So they, yeah, they will come around if it's meant to be.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, in soulful selling, you're not fixated on closing a deal.
Mm-hmm.
What you're focused, like traditional sales teaches you, what you're focused on instead is doing really good service and being consistent in your marketing, finding your sales sweet spot. I call it your sales sweet spot because
mm-hmm.
there's different ways that you can create a pool of prospects. For some people, it can be through their writing. For others, it can be through their speaking. For others, it can be through having a strong referral system. For others, it can be not focused on building your list, but actually expanding the life cycle of your client. And what I mean by that is one client can represent 3 different services for you. So instead of thinking that you have to roll around and get new clients every month, the one client can represent a sustainable amount of your income over time, depending on your services, your products, and your programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm talking to a lot of, you know, coaches out there and consultants, and some of you are either authors and speakers. So the model that I'm speaking to is a perfect match for who you are and what you do in the world as well.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense,
yeah.
Ava?
Oh, yes. And we do. We have a great collection of entrepreneurs, relationship coaches, health coaches on the phone with us. So
mm-hmm.
It's so nice to have all of us here.
Yeah.
Natasha, I wanted to ask a little bit more, too. And you may have already covered this, but what about, like, you know, going into these conversations and how do you establish a very soulful sales environment? I'm always curious about environments and setting those up for success. So would you share a little bit about that?
Sure, sure. Well, within my group program, I teach a 7-week course called Converting Conversations into Clients. And we go over what I call your pulse system, okay? And think about pulse as your actual pulse, that or your heartbeat having a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
And what I say is that, you know, sales is the backbone of every business, and it's the lifeblood of your business. And if it doesn't have a pulse, if your business doesn't have a strong sales pulse, really, my friends, all you have is a glorified hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is important that you create an environment, and the way that you can do that, the way you create that environment is by setting a clear intention. That's the first step. So, for example, what does that look like exactly? So if you're having a potential enrollment conversation with a prospective client or a consultation,
mm-hmm.
some people call them discovery sessions or strategy sessions or free trial sessions, just depending
mm-hmm.
on the industry.
Yeah.
But it's a conversation nonetheless. Whatever you want to coin it, at the end of the day, it's a conversation, right?
So true.
So however you want to brand the name of it, it's still a conversation. And one of the things that people really that they take well to, they can relax into the conversation when they know the agenda, when they know the intention. So you can create a safe environment for someone by first stating to them, you know, here, I'll give you some language really quickly, okay? And this can work for different personality styles. Yeah. So if you and I, for example, Ava, were in a potential
mm-hmm.
selling conversation, I would simply just acknowledge the fact that you showed up to the call. Or if
yeah.
it's a face-to-face meeting, I would just acknowledge you for showing up because 90% of anything in life is showing up. And you could
fantastic.
Have come up with anything, you know, any excuse or any reason to not show up.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're there lets you know or lets me know that we're meant to have this conversation. That's number one. So
mm-hmm.
I would acknowledge you for that. And number two, I would let you know what to expect. When people know what to expect, they can relax and let their guard down
mm-hmm.
and be present and be in the conversation. And you'd be surprised if you do that within the first 2 minutes, how magical and meaningful your conversations can be. It relaxes
mm-hmm.
you as the expert facilitating the conversation, and it relaxes them as the prospective client.
Mm-hmm.
You can simply say, and I'll tell you, know, I don't mind sharing this and giving this away. This is really, there's so many nuggets. There's so much to
mm-hmm.
them.
Oh, yeah.
Giving away two
Gosh.
Or three is just going to help you, you know, benefit. So something you can say to them is, for example, again, if this was you and I, Ava, having a prospective call,
yes.
you know, I would acknowledge you first for just connecting with me. And then I would say, you know, over the time that we're going to talk, I really want to ask you a few questions to get to know more about you and your needs. And then I'm going to listen for if what you're needing is a fit for what I offer. And if it is, would it be okay if I share some of those resources with you?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's oh, everyone, like, listen, Natasha, you are so eloquent in this.
Yeah, it's like a dance. It's like a dance, but the dance is not salesy or full of tricks, you know?
Right.
It's intentional. Like, my intention is I'm going to listen and for what you need. And the way that I listen for what you need is I have to ask you some questions, right? So I'm going to ask you some questions. And I'm going to listen for, you know, what you need. And if what you need is a fit for what I have, would it be okay if I share some of those resources with you? So you're giving me permission, yes or no, if you want to hear it. And what that does is later in the conversation, there's no big elephant in the room. You know, there's no cat to let out of the bag. You've already given me permission to share.
Mm-hmm. I love this. It makes me think of when I was newer in entrepreneurship, I would have sales conversations where I don't think that the people I was speaking with, I don't think it was very clear that we were going to talk about working together. And so it did always feel that way. I'm like, oh, dear, now I'm at the 30-minute mark of our conversation, and now I have to talk about working together. And it felt it was this big, abrupt shift. And then when I think about my work today, when I do connect with potential clients over the phone, I have some processes set up where by the time we're actually on the phone together, they are very clear that we're going to talk about working together. I'm very clear even on what their needs are already, and we're just getting on the phone to explore those further and to talk about what would make sense, like how it would make sense for us to work together. And, you know, it's fantastic because I would say that at this point in time, at least probably 9 out of 10 people that I do speak with to talk about working together, they will work with me. So it's really helped streamline all of my work and help me connect with the best prospective clients, letting people know what's going to be happening at this conversation.
Yeah.
It's really helped.
Yeah.
It saved a ton of time.
Yeah, and then you can enjoy it when you see that you have strategy sessions or enrollment conversations on your calendar, you can actually look forward to it versus detesting it. You know, I work with a lot of clients who they get intimidated when people say, you know, well, tell me more about what you do and how much you charge. They get intimidated because they don't know how to respond or how to be with that question. So in my courses, I walk you through how do you show up in any given scenario so that you can be empowered and feel good. Because when you feel good, you're totally in your power, you know, your power zone. When you feel good about what you're bringing to the table and you're not thrown off your tracks. But a lot of people don't know how to do that because they're not clear on what their sales personality style pitfalls are, where they trap themselves, and how much they've been taught incorrectly how to do this thing called sales.
Well, will you talk a little bit more about the blind spots that sometimes do hinder our selling success? I'd love to hear a little bit more about that because especially if we're learning about sales, I think sometimes there are things we do that we don't realize are actually harmful to that whole process.
Yeah, well, some of them is that when you're asked a question, for example, not already anticipating the types of questions that a prospective client could ask you. So you get thrown off by it. And when you're thrown off, literally you're not in alignment. And when you're not in alignment, your confidence is shot. And a lot of times when people are saying no to you, it's not necessarily because the program isn't something that could be effective for them, and it's not necessarily because of your prices. A lot of times it's because they don't believe what you said. They don't believe your confidence isn't there enough where they don't believe in you. So oftentimes when there's a no or an objection or the need to think about it or get back to you, it's not based on your service. It's based on your conversation. It's based on the way you communicated your thing. So that's one huge pitfall. Yeah, that's a huge pitfall that I see often. Another one is that you could be giving off the energy to discount or barter your services.
Oh, this is a great point. Please share more.
So the first thing, and this is actually in the first class of my program, is I call it the posture class. Posture is all about you getting clear on the outcomes, the life impact, and the transformation, or another word for that is results, that your services provide for your clients.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get really deeply connected to what are the bottom line results that your services provide for your clients. And when you get clear on the results, then you can see the value of it. You can see the value of it. You can see the justification to charge what you charge. You can see, you know, how much is involved, and you know what your clients walk away with. Well, when you have that package, when you really know that, like on a cellular level, and you're having an enrollment conversation, that posture then comes through your words, your resonance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why scripts alone don't work, because I can give you words to say, but if your tone and your resonance doesn't believe in what you're saying, people pick up on that very subtly, but they pick up on it. And so if you do know your value and you do know how to communicate your value, then it's compelling to your potential client. And instead of them saying to you, "Oh, well, would you be open to doing a barter with me, or would you be open to, you know, do you have any discounts or scholarships?" That's where a lot of it comes from. It comes from how you're postured and how you're positioning your offer.
Oh, that's so interesting. So it's almost like our energy is maybe drawing forward those requests for bartering.
Absolutely.
Or discounts.
Absolutely. Because there's some people in the world who would never get that question.
Oh,
what
gosh,
is the difference between them and you or the person listening? It's your posture. It's how you're showing up. It's how you're communicating your services. It's how clear you are on the results and the transformation your services provide.
Mm-hmm.
So I help my clients get crystal clear, like, how do you know you provide a result? What is that end result? What is that tangible thing or intangible thing that you know you can promise that your clients are going to walk away with? And when you're talking about making an offer, when you're talking about stating your prices and enrolling clients, you bring that forward. And let that speak for you, and let that strengthen your conversation. So there's something that I can give. I want to give everyone a gift, okay?
It's a beautiful
compliment to this conversation that we're having right now.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's an opportunity for you to get more on the posture piece. If you want to really hone in on the outcomes and you're asking, well, what outcomes do I provide, and how do I know it's strong enough, or can it be stronger, you can simply go to my website, NatashaAllrich.com. I'll spell it for you. NatashaAllrich. Allrich is spelled AllRich.com. And I go through the five stages of the soulful selling system. I go through the five stages in more detail, and I actually give you some exercises that you can do so that you walk away knowing your outcomes, you walk away knowing the results you provide for your clients, and you have it handled. So if you want that, that's my gift to you today, that you can simply go to NatashaAllrich.com and grab that audio training.
Oh, thank you, Natasha. That's so neat. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Absolutely. Yep. You're welcome. So that's one. Did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah. This is so fantastic. I love talking about the energy behind sales, and I've been looking – I'm writing a book right now, and there is a huge aspect around the energy behind money and how we grow our businesses and how we interact with clients.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing, you know, the ways we repel money, the ways we pull in money. I'm really curious too. I want to hear just a little bit more about, you know, I'm imagining like being in conversation with a potential client right now. This is something that it doesn't happen as often for me anymore, but has definitely happened in the past. I think when my energy was a little bit different in my business and also in sales, and that was that the client, the potential client, before they were going to work with me, they had concerns, objections, a list of reasons that they didn't want to move forward, a list of reasons that they were saying no. And I really want to hear some of your your ideas around how to address those concerns, because even as I've spoken to some of my clients recently, that's kind of a fear spot, is when we're in that conversation and we get a no or an objection, like, I don't know how I'm going to afford that. I'd love to hear a little bit more from you about addressing those objections and concerns.
Well, here's a nugget. A couple moments ago, I mentioned that you want to have an intention-based conversation, right?
Yes.
So you get that out the way in the very beginning. There's some other things that I teach that you can do, but one of the reasons why I can always tell immediately when I'm working with a new client and they tell me that they get no, or I need to think about it, or I don't know if I have the money, I can already tell that they don't have a system or a way to take people through the conversation where they're addressing the concerns along the way.
Mm-hmm.
See, that makes sense. We've been taught to lean on our services and to lean on our products and to lean on our programs to show the value of why someone should invest their money and their time in working with us. But what you haven't been taught is, how do you make sure you avoid getting those questions or those objections at the end? Because that's the part that's scary. It's like you said, you took all this time out to talk to this prospect. You had a great conversation. It seemed like it was leaning in the right direction. You're excited to work with them now. Now you're a little bit of attached to the outcome, just to get to the end of the conversation for them to say, sounds great, but I need to think about it. Well,
oh my God! I'm just like, even when you said that, I'm like, oh, heart sink.
Right, it's a blow. Right, it's a blow to the gut. Well, the way that you avoid that from happening is you incorporate in the conversation the potential concerns. Instead of seeing it as an objection, just look at it as a concern. It's a legitimate concern that even you would have if you were looking at someone's program. But if you incorporate it in the conversation throughout the time you're talking with your prospect, you won't get objections at the end. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you already know that one of the objections or concerns could be around how to actually pay for the program, or it could be that they may think they don't have enough money, you want to incorporate in the conversation that you might have payment plan options or that you have a different start date. You want to tell them up front what is possible, what is available, so that the concerns that they're already having in their mind, you're eliminating them through your conversation. You don't wait till the end. You do it throughout.
This is great. I'm even thinking to some of my own recent conversations, and you know, I'll always let people know that we can even talk about ways that they can create the money to do work together. And I really like having that conversation now. I used to be really scared of that, of having that conversation of helping them find some money to work together. But these days it's easy, and I think it's really fun. It's like problem solving, a little treasure hunt.
And one of the ways you can, you know, I do a lot of work on releasing those fears and those blocks around money and around showing up to the sales conversation. So I do a lot of the energetic piece to it as well. And along with that, though, one of the things that you can do is remind yourself that it's not about you. It's really about being a service to them. So when you're in an enrollment conversation, really see it from a place of serving them, not you, not yourself. And when you see it as a place of serving them, when it comes to their money concerns or their time-related concerns, it's easier for you to say, well, can we talk about that? Would you be open to spending a few minutes just talking about the money piece? And maybe we can come up with some ideas on how we can co-create this so that you can afford it. Would you be open to that conversation, you know? And generally, people are. They really are. If they've been talking with you and engaging with you and they want your service, they're thankful and more than happy to talk about options.
Oh, this is fantastic. I love it. Like, this whole, even just having this conversation with you just feels very nurturing, protective, like you've, like you're here just kind of holding all of us, even on this phone call right now. And I love that feeling. Like, if we can generate that and bring that into all these sales conversations, how amazing.
It increases your conversions like wildfire. It really does. Because at the end of the day, people want to know that they can, that they're being seen and heard. They want to feel seen. People want to be seen. And they want to know that you hear them. You hear their voice. You hear their gaps. You hear their pain. And they want to know that you're going to be there to support them. When people are making sales decisions or buying decisions, rather, it's 90% emotional. Then
it's huge.
Logic. Yeah. And I want you to hear, I'm going to slow it down and say it again because I want everyone to really get this, okay? I've been doing this for a really long time. I love what I do. I just came off of speaking in California in front of over 100 entrepreneurs about this very same topic. And one of the things that I share with them is just know in your bones that sales is an emotional conversation. When people are making a buying decision, it's emotional first. Then it's backed up by logic.
Oh, wow. And as you're saying this, you know, I'm thinking back to there was one moment in my life where I was hiring a mentor, and the reason I knew that I needed to work with her was because we were having a conversation and I was pretty much just crying.
Mm-hmm.
There was that emotion that was, it was my intuition saying, yes, work with her.
Mm-hmm.
And my body was saying, yes, 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 you really need this. And even as I think about some of my own clients, I've been in, I had one conversation, a sales conversation last year, and the woman was crying also. And I just was there with her and held her hand, and it was all okay. And it was just the process that she goes through as she's making big decisions. And it wasn't a scared cry. It was just an emotional, my life is about to change sort of cry.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So because I really see that, and I know this to be true, that selling conversations are really healing conversations. They're opportunities.
Hugely.
They're opportunities for people to get a breakthrough, to get an opening into an area that they have been trapped in, to get access to something that they couldn't see. And they're showing up, you know, with you, with all of you listening, they're showing up in front of you for you to take them by the hand and to be their guide at their side.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't make it about you and, you know, your character flaws and the things that you don't know and the things that you told yourself you'd work on but you still didn't work on. You can't make it about those things. In that moment, you're the expert. You're enough for who needs you next. Write that down. You're enough for who needs you next.
I wrote it down, too.
Yeah, you're enough for who needs you next. And so if you know that your skill gap is that you could be enrolling more clients at a higher rate, or you could be enrolling more clients and not having have people walk away just thinking about it, but they can make decisions to work with you if they're a fit, if you know that's a skill gap for you, receiving money, receiving new clients, knowing what to do with them 24 hours after they enroll, like how do you retain the sales that you made? If you know you need that and this information that we're sharing so far resonates with you, if who I am and my voice and my tone and what I've shared so far resonates with you, then you might want to look at just getting more information, learning more about me and my system and what I teach, so that skill gap isn't preventing you from being a blessing to serve the people who need what you have to offer. That's what it really comes down to at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. And I love it, too. I really appreciate that even right now, like in this very moment, you I really love to even give you the opportunity to just be an example of everything that you're sharing with us now, because you had just mentioned that there will be people on this phone call who really, really resonate with you and want to learn more and want to go even deeper into all this work. And I am curious, do you have some opportunities for those people that you can share with us?
I do. I really do. And I'm happy. I'm like tickled pink a little bit over here right now.
Yeah.
Because I was on the plane. I literally, you know this, Ava, that I just came in from a flight.
Yeah, me too, like 2 days ago,
Yep. So while I was on my flight, I was thinking about, you know, what would be a juicy offer to share, to give as a gift. And the part that I see is the biggest gap. It's the biggest one because, you know, not a lot of people know it. And I talked about it a little bit in the beginning, is those pitfalls. Based on your sales personality style, what are your pitfalls, your particular individual pitfalls that prevent from you enrolling more clients, making more money, having your business truly reflect your lifestyle? And so one of the things that I'll offer, you know, I can offer this to about 11 people within whoever's listening to this call.
Okay.
Because it's a limited, you know, it's time-wise, it takes time for me to do it.
Yeah.
But I could offer this to about 11 people for us to get an opportunity to look at what your sales personality style is, you know, so your custom sales personality style, that's something that you will first learn.
Oh, nice.
And then we would identify what your pitfalls are, and I'll give you some tools on how to release them so they're not sabotaging you when you're having sales conversations. And if that sounds good to you and that's something that you want, all you have to do, and I'll give you the web link, it's really easy, all you have to do is go to tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/speak-to-Natasha. So I'll say it and repeat it. tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/speak-to-Natasha. And what that is, it's a quick assessment that you're going to fill out, and it's going to have me be able to see really quickly what your sales personality style is. So I'll be able to assess your style, and from there, we can get on the phone for about 15, 20 minutes, talk about what some of the strengths are of your personality style, why it would behoove you to speak in a certain type of tone and manner when you're having sales conversations, and then, like I mentioned, looking at what those pitfalls are, what those blind spots are that keep you from being able to enroll clients from a place of strength and having them say yes, if it's meant for them to work with you. Not everybody, you know, I know it's not meant for everyone to work with everyone, but if you're an ideal match and you're doing the good work to be in service to people, there's no reason at all why you have to have this skill gap and not know how to enroll clients in a way that brings you great money and great clients. So if you want that for 11 of you, I'm offering that to you.
Oh, my gosh, that's so neat. And I'm even thinking, I'm here thinking, wow, well, if, you know, if we all get to a place where sales is very easy and enrolling clients is just a simple, loving, soulful process, that, I mean, I can imagine already how many thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars are now going to be possible for people who really master this.
Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, I was telling you a little bit of my story in the beginning. When I first started off as a coach, I was bringing in just a couple grand, you know, $1,500, $2,000 a month here and there. And then, you know, a few years later, I decided I wanted to have a six-figure business. I really did want my business to reflect the abundance of what I believed in my heart was possible. And when I focused in on it, and I did some very particular things. And at that time, my list was very small. At that time, I had less than 500 people on my mailing list. So for those of you, you know, you're starting off in your business, you're starting off in your practice, or you're rebranding, and or your list isn't the size that you think it should be, no worries, because I can teach you how to work that too. I had less than 500 people on my mailing list, and within 9 months, I generated a six-figure business. And this was over 6 years ago.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Because the power of a conversation far exceeds the power of your list size.
I'm glad you brought that up, too. That's really always been just a belief that I followed, even in growing my own business. Even in teaching teleclasses and my own list size is, or, you know, I mean, even Facebook followers. Sometimes I look at those numbers and I think, you know what, those are numbers. They're fantastic. Yet I am here to connect with the exact right clients for me in the moment. And that's really what matters.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Natasha, is there anything?
I know, right? It's like more absolutely. Like, yes, it's all about this energetic connection. I just wanted to ask you before we finish up the call today and finish up this interview, is there anything else that you wanted to share with the audience, either around, you know, connecting with that prospective client,
seeing if they're interested in your services or anything, any other aspect around the sales conversation that you feel like it's really valuable to share with our audience right now.
Sure. As you were asking the question, I thought about when I was on stage in Long Beach, California, just a few short days ago, and I led a training on soulful selling, the very thing that we're talking about. And one of the things, when I looked into the eyes and the hearts of those beautiful people that were there, and as I'm saying it, like I'm imagining those of you who are listening to, you know, my voice right now on this call, that you're very much like them. You're very much like me. You're mission-driven. You're heart-centered, you're spirit-inspired, you're purpose-based. Well, what does all that mean? It means that your business is really an extension of the things that matter most to you. Like, you got into business because you truly wanted to make a difference. And now that you're in business, you want your business to support your life, to support you so that you don't have to compromise who you are and do things for the sake of money that aren't a fit to your value. And as I shared with them, I want to share the same message with you, is that I want you to know that no matter where you are in business, new to business, rebranding, seasoned business owner, you actually do yourself and others, myself included, I'm not even exempt from this conversation, you would do yourself and your customers a disservice by not learning how to enroll clients in a way that matches your unique style. We are as unique as our fingerprints, and gone are the days where you have to be someone else, be like someone else or do it like someone else does it, especially if it's not a mirror or a match to who you are. And I really believe and I know it to be true because my clients have proven it, not just in my business, but I see my clients having success. You don't have to compromise your vision or your values. You don't have to compromise who you are for the sake of having a successful business. In fact, it's in reverse. To have a successful business, however you define it, it takes you being more of yourself, more of your empowered self, but it takes learning those things that might be subtle, just subtle things that you're not aware of that are getting in the way where someone says to you, sounds really good, I'm interested, but can I get back to you? And then they don't. Mm-hmm. And because maybe it's a shot to your confidence, you don't know how to follow up with them properly. So you want to follow up, you want to call, you want to reach out, but you're telling yourself you don't want to be a nag or you don't want to seem like you're chasing the sale. Where what I teach is it's not about chasing the sale, it's about good customer service.
That's right. Connection, you know? Keeping that connection there.
Exactly. And this is what people crave right now in this society, in this world. People are craving connection and sincerity and real relationships. Feel that you're being real and sincere and connected, you'd be surprised how far someone will go to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And my wish and desire is that it's not a surprise to you. It's something that's normal. You wake up and having clients is just normal. Getting new money, getting new clients is normal. It's a normal part of your business, not a surprise. Mm-hmm. So if anything that I've shared with any of you today really resonates and you want to learn more, I gave you two ways you can. The first way is simply go to my website, Natasha Allrich, AllRich.com. You can get that free training, and I go more into detail, step by step, into those specifics on what to say it, how to increase your posture, your confidence, your outcomes, speaking into the results that you provide for your clients. So you'll get those tactical pieces. But if you want to really hone in on the sales personality style piece, and learn about your pitfalls, then you definitely want to head over to tinyurl.com/go-speak-to-Natasha. Or excuse me, speak to Natasha, not to go, just speak to Natasha. tinyurl.com/speak-to-Natasha. And I'm happy to give you that training so that you can not have those things in your way anymore. And truly serve the people you're meant to serve.
Oh, Natasha. Yeah, right. It's like serve people, make the income, use the income to further your business, further your dreams, and really reach more people because that money cycles through our businesses and expands the work that we do. So, Oh, amazing. Natasha, I just want to thank you so, so much. It's such a privilege to have you here, and your voice is just so beautiful and soothing, and I really just love that we get to have this connection today.
Ava, it is really my honor. It really is. Mm-hmm. I love your heart, and I love your integrity. You know, we met not too long ago. Well, we met
about
actually
a year ago.
Yeah, we met a year ago.
I know,
yeah,
like.
But we've had some really intimate and you know, really in-depth conversations. And mm-hmm. what I appreciate about you, and I just know your community is very much like that, is the heart of who you are is what leads you in your business.
Mm-hmm.
And we need more of that in the business world. We need more of, you know, heart-centered, mission-driven entrepreneurs who are not broke, you know, but whose business really is blissful. Like they're, like you talk about bliss, like your business can be bliss.
Yep.
So get what you need from the people that you trust and respect so that you can keep moving forward and you can be, you know, that mentor and that coach or that model of inspiration for people who are looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
So, my pleasure, dear. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, of course. And everyone who has spent this hour with us, I send you huge appreciation as well. This is all being recorded, so we'll be sure to send you a link so you can listen into it again and catch all of that fantastic language that Natasha shared with us. It's that would be some great language to even write down and just know that it's there. Okay, great. Natasha, thank you so much. Everyone on the call, huge thanks. You are also welcome to head on over to avawaits.com, which is AVAWAITS.com. You'll see in the blog section there is a huge archive of articles around money and business creation, as well as an archive of some really other great interviews, just like this one today, that you're welcome to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Natasha, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye for now.